Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. The first impressions that a university makes on a high school student can be lasting ones. This weekend, the University of Louisiana at Monroe hosts Browse on the Bayou, a chance for students and their parents to get a deeper look at what the university has to offer. Joining me to talk about those first impressions are Lisa Miller, Associate Provost for Enrollment, and Brooke Duga, now a senior in biology from Franklinton, Louisiana. Brooke's choice to attend ULM was heavily influenced by Browse on the Bayou. Lisa Miller and Brooke Duga, both of you, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Welcome, Jay.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad to have you both here. Brooke, we'll start with you. We wanted to talk a little bit with a student, somebody who had been through the Browse on the Bayou experience here at ULM. Can you tell me, first of all, what were your first impressions of the university? Because you're from Franklinton, way down south Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
What were your first impressions of ULM?
Well, initially, when I first stepped foot on the campus for Browse, that was the first time that I had ever visited ULM, and I was blown away by how beautiful the campus was, as you can imagine. I mean, seeing the bayou on the campus was breathtaking, in the library and all of the different new construction buildings on campus. I just thought it was a beautiful, beautiful campus.
Okay, but even before that, what were your first time you heard, hey, ULM might be a place I want to go? Where was that in your high school career?
Really, when I started considering pharmacy, that's when I really started to take a good look at ULM, because it is the only state pharmacy school, obviously. And so I started researching ULM a good bit more whenever I thought that pharmacy might be an option for me.
That brought you to the point of, you know, hey, there's this Browse on the Bayou event. It's kind of a recruiting thing. Mom, Dad, maybe I should go to this.
Right. Actually, my best friend from high school, we both thought that we may be interested in attending ULM, and so we decided that we were going to attend Browse together, and her mother brought us up here. It was my deciding factor, actually.
Tell me about the experience, the weekend itself. Y'all drove up here and spent the night and then came on Saturday morning, and then what impressed you?
Oh, well, that's easy. The main thing that I was so impressed with while at Browse on the Bayou was the interaction that I saw with the administration at this event. I was blown away to see the president of the university walking around and speaking and mingling with prospective students. I knew that that wouldn't happen at many other college campuses. And so it just made me feel very at home. It felt like a very welcoming atmosphere at ULM.
And what kind of events did you take part in? Because you went through some of the meetings. Did you have a favorite one of those through the day?
I think at the time, probably the academic sessions, honestly, because I was so interested in pharmacy. So getting more one-on-one information from the pharmacy school about the program was probably at the time the most important to me.
Lisa Miller, what is the thing that parents, when they show up to Browse, are most looking to find out?
I think parents are looking at several different aspects that are a little bit different than the student. I think they're looking at the academic program, the rigor of the program, the integrity of the program, and certainly the outcomes. If my child majors in this, what's the end result for them? What opportunities lie ahead? I also think they're very attentive in the Money Matters session. And I actually conduct that session. It's kind of fun because it's like having a classroom full of people who are just sitting on the edge of their chair, because they obviously are very curious about how the scholarship dollars work with the financial aid dollars. They're interested in their students working on campus, which I think is the best opportunity for students who are in school. So those two things, I think, are really critically important. We know that parents are also interested in safety on campus. Brooke mentioned a minute ago the interaction of the administration, and I think there's a sense of comfort that they feel to see so many campus representatives here, from staff, faculty, and administrators, and they feel like these people really care about my child, and I know that they're going to be safe, or somebody's going to be watching out for them. So that's kind of a secondary factor that just happens.
Because that's a big step as a parent to be having a child.
Right, absolutely. It's a huge step for them. It's a financial commitment for them, and they want the best for their child. Many parents want to make sure that students didn't make the same mistakes they made. That's often something we hear. You hear about parents being helicopter parents, you know, hovering and making sure that their children are making all the right decisions. We hope to convey to them that we're here to help them make the right decisions.
So what do you hear back from parents as who've been to Browse? What are their high points of the Saturday?
I think overall, they feel like the opportunity to meet with everyone at one time. We try our best, even though it's on a Saturday, to invite as many of our current students who are involved to be here, because students need to have that feel? What feels right? No matter how good a program is or the value of the education in terms of scholarship and financial aid, if you don't feel comfortable in the environment, you're not going to be successful. So we want them to feel comfortable to visit with our students, sit down at lunch and meet with someone like Brooke will be there this year to meet with students and parents and to ask the questions that maybe they're not sure we'll give them the real answer, but certainly a student's going to tell me, what's the food like? And hey, our food I'd put up against anybody's food. We have outstanding food here on campus. We feel like that one opportunity in just a few hours to meet with academics, student life, the professional organizations that are supportive of our students when they're in academic programs, whether it's a pre-farm group or our pre-medical society or our business group, they leave with that real sense of comfort that we covered all the bases.
Brooke Dugas, what kind of connections were you able to make during that first browse, that first session with a friend and the friend's mom up here from Franklinton?
Well, I met with a lot of the faculty members, like I had mentioned, from the pharmacy department that I would soon be working with.
That you ended up taking classes from?
Yes, I did. I decided that I was going to pursue a degree in optometry and did not decide to not go to pharmacy school, but I still met with a lot of the professors that I would eventually have. It was kind of a connection from the get-go, and so when I walked to those classrooms on the very first day and I saw those familiar faces, it was a nice surprise. And of course, the administration, one thing that I absolutely love about ULM is how the feeling that I had at Browse, that there is a strong connection between the administration, faculty, and staff and the students. That really is how it is once you get here. And so I met some of the administration that very first day, some of those faculty members, and have continued my relationships with them ever since that very day at Browse.
And as Lisa said, having a chance to talk with people who at the time you were a high school student, but people who were students at the university, were you able to ask any of those tough questions of students?
Oh, definitely. I was picking brains when I was here because I kind of felt the same way that Miss Lisa just pointed out many people do when they get here. They want to know from someone who doesn't work at the university, what's the truth behind these questions that I'm asking? And so I asked a lot of different students various questions about student life here at ULM, academics, and a plethora of other things. And I felt like the responses that I got, they were very pleasing to my ears, and they were very much like the answers that I would want for a type of university that I want to attend.
So when you meet a student at a Browse event now, as a student who's working that way, being able to provide that relationship with a student, what kind of questions do you get asked?
Well, I'm feeding off of what Miss Lisa just said. Food's always one.
It's always a mess.
And I love to answer that question because I can be totally honest about it. Our food is great. But to move on to something other than just food, let's see. I always get asked about the academics here at the university, about what life is like here on a day-to-day basis. What type of events are put on? What are the fun activities that you can look forward to in the fall and in the spring? And so it's always fun to answer those questions because this is the best university in the state, so it's very easy.
So when it came for decision time for you, and you came up here, by the time you left, you kind of had your mind made up.
Oh, definitely. There was no doubt in my mind. I looked at my roommate, and I said, so ULM? And she said, so ULM. And we both just made the decision right here while we were at Browse. There was no way we were going anywhere else. It was a great experience. All of the questions that we needed answered had been answered in the right way. We knew that this was home.
You went back home to Franklinton with your friend and her mom and had that conversation with your parents. What was that like?
They were very excited. I sat down and I told them about my experience at Browse and how comfortable I felt when I was at the university, and they supported my decision 150%.
So had they been looking for you to go somewhere maybe a little closer to home?
Oh, definitely. My mother, I'm not far from Southeastern, and my mother really wanted me to apply to that school or any of the other universities that were surrounding my hometown, which are quite a few. But she knew how excited I was when I got back home that there was no way she was going to try to persuade me anymore to go somewhere else.
So what does the event start with? How does it work? Because a lot of people are maybe coming from a short distance or a long distance away. They're coming in, and it starts first thing on Saturday morning.
That's a great question, Jay, because in reality, everybody's a little bit anxious when they drive up. You know, they don't know what to expect. They don't know how to act. Nobody likes to be, as I always say, a tourist.
Right.
Or
Yeah,
exactly. And, of course, we want them to feel very welcome. So we have all these balloons and music going on and lots of people out there to greet and welcome them. And so initially when they arrive, they have an option of taking a campus tour. tour. And so we have some of our Hawk Seekers, who are students who are campus tour guides, actually take groups on campus tour as people are registering, because there's pretty long registration time period just because people have a hard time predicting it, like, exactly how long it's going to take them to get to campus. And so for those who go on in and sit down in Brown Auditorium, we have a slideshow going that just shows a multitude of photos of campus and has little information that's embedded there in the slideshow so that they're learning as they're watching. And then this year we're going to do something a little bit different to liven it up. Our orientation staff, or our prep staff that we call, who will be the student's leader group who works with our student, our freshmen, who come through this summer to make sure all their enrollment issues are taken care of and their academic schedule and all that. They just returned from the Southern Regional Orientation Workshop, where they compete with other universities across the South. There are probably over 150 schools that are represented there, and they actually won third place in their division, and they do a little song and dance skit about the university, and the words of the songs all pertain to ULM.
Well, Brooke,
and
so, I know you're on that team, so
yes,
I,
Brooke
I,
is on that
team.
That's
Thank
right.
You. We're very excited.
And so I'm going to, like, leap out there this year and do something a little bit different, and they're going to actually perform at our welcome. And then they're going to each introduce themselves and kind of give a little short snippet, if you will, about the activities they're involved in, their majors, and then what their future plans are. There are about 15 of them, and it'll be very quick. But I think this allows parents and students to say, wow, these students are involved in just such a broad, diverse array of activities. It's not just about pre-pharmacy. It's about honors programs, and students are in the band, and all different criminal justice, and, you know, and the organization that our student on the prep staff's in that's serves that's majoring in criminal justice. And so after we do the welcome, and they'll hear from Dr. Bruno, this will be his first Browse on the VIU.
Oh, that's
so
exciting.
His first radio, so he's excited and geared up. After that, they actually will break out and go to a general information session about the from the dean of the college that they've expressed an interest in at this point. After they've done that, then they go into a rotation session. And half of the people will go to the Money Matters session, and then half of them will go to what we call the Browse session, which is allows them to meet with all of the academic programs. Like Brooke, they may have an interest in pharmacy and biology, so they can go talk to both of those people, as well go over to our student life area and visit with them. They'll flip-flop, and then after that, we invite everybody to join us for lunch. And at that point in time, many of the faculty will join us, many of the administrators will be there, and of course, our students. And we want them to sit down and visit with those students and say, come on, I know you have some questions about ULM, and I'll tell you the honest truth. So, you know, it's an action-packed day. We get a lot done in 3 hours, but really and truly, I think we get everything covered that a student may have questions about while they're here, and their parents that day.
So what's the ultimate goal that you want someone to walk away with at the end of the day?
I think the ultimate goal, obviously, I want them to leave their application and make sure they've applied to ULM. And many of our students have already applied that will be attending Browse, like Brooke had. But we'll consider that a yield event for them. We want to convince them that this is the place for them to pursue their post-secondary education. But if nothing else, they leave thinking, considering about making an application to the university. And then there's no greater marketing than the power of somebody telling you they had a great experience while they're here that day. And so we hope that people all have a great experience. And even if it isn't the right fit for them, or we don't offer the program that they want, that they go back to wherever they're from and say, go check out this university. They have a lot to offer.
What would you be saying to somebody who's still considering, I don't really know if I want to go ahead and come to this tomorrow?
I would say just go ahead and give it a shot. What will it hurt to come here and see what we have to offer? If it suits you, then we would love to have you here as a war hawk in the fall. And if not, then we wish you the best elsewhere. But give ULM a shot. I can honestly say that deciding to come to this university at Browse on the Bayou has been the best decision that I've made in my entire life.
Brooke Duca is a senior biology major from Franklinton, Louisiana, and Lisa Miller is the associate provost for enrollment here at ULM. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
You can find more information on the ULM homepage on Browse on the Bayou at ulm.edu. Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu.
Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.